You're listening to the Bitter Comics Podcast. Give it up for your host, Mr. J.T. Foreman.
Hello, and welcome to Bitter Comics. I am J.T. Foreman, and I'm here with my good friends, Terry, the Beast, Michaels, and, of course, the Super Negro Champion, John Jones.
I'm black, yo.
Yes, he is.
All game.
You can find all about Terry on Facebook. Just look up Terry Michaels. John Jones is on Facebook as well, and also take a look at his website, supernegrochamp.com. And I, JT Foreman, I am on Facebook also. We begin once again with our opening segment. JT was a real prick last week, during which I apologize for the cruel, insensitive, offensive, and probably racist things I said last episode. This is episode 10, so for my insensitivity in episode 9, I would like to apologize to black people, Ka, the snake from Jungle Book, Asians who are bad at math, white people who like chicken and waffles, Denny's coffee, friendship, and Japanese condoms.
As opposed to regular condoms?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Racist!
Asians are a little smaller, and that was...
Anyway. Stereotype. That's a stereotype.
That's true.
But do you know that for sure?
Yeah, how do you know that for sure?
No comment.
I'm just curious. It's all informational purposes.
Hey, you know, with the tsunami and the nuclear plant, we're all learning new things about Japan. I felt it was important to keep myself up to date on current events.
Okay.
So I just went to yujiz.com.
You went to what?
Ujiz.com and typed Asians in the search. Anyway.
That is horrendous.
If you'd like to know why I'm apologizing, please check out episode 9 and all of our previous episodes at bittercomics.podbean.com. And if you feel I owe an apology to any person, place, thing, or idea I missed, or to make any comments, please email the show at bittercomics@hotmail.com. And in the subject line, please put... Charlie Sheen should be the new Affleck Duck.
Oh, my God.
How's it going, guys?
That would be hilarious.
Affleck. That would be hilarious. Instead of winning, Affleck.
Winning Affleck.
Yeah, that would be the fastest duck ever. He would be so whacked out on cocaine. And you know, you never seen a duck have sex, so that would be interesting.
That would be interesting.
Affleck.
I want to see the duck in a hotel room in Las Vegas with five hookers, probably swans. Swan hookers.
And a straw in his nose.
A straw in his nose and a suitcase full of cocaine. And
26 grand worth, baby.
That's right.
26 grand.
Yes. So, anything exciting going on?
No.
No, nothing at all. It's just ignore the fact that we went down to LA yesterday and watched you perform at John Lovitz Comedy Club.
I was at John.
Nothing interesting happened.
Lovitz Comedy Club, the up and comer show.
That's awesome. Right. Awesome. This guy's been doing comedy for 20 years and he's like 42 years old. Is an up and comer.
Finally. Little respect.
That's right. Very little, but a little.
I'll take a little.
Okay. First, we ate at Tony Roma's, and I gotta say,
dude,
I've never eaten at a Tony Roma's before, and I don't think I've ever actually had barbecued pork ribs before. So this, in both cases, this is a new experience to me. See, John Jones is looking at me like I'm from another planet, dude. I grew up in Clovis. I am from another planet. This is something you got to realize. This is why I've been getting you to teach me all about black people, because I don't know nothing.
How could you not have had pork ribs?
You know, I don't know.
White people usually eat beef ribs.
Yeah, really? I think so.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, actually you may have a point there. Okay. You've been forgiven because I was about to split your wig from across this table, really.
Split my wig.
It means so to shoot you violent. In the head.
Shoot me in the head,
yeah,
okay.
Split your wig.
Wow. So violent.
Sounds more like hitting someone in the head with an axe.
I haven't had Tony Roma's in 5 years, and when we walked onto City Walk, we saw the ticket booth for Lovitz, and when I turned around and I was, holy shit!
You look like
saw
a
the Tony
a
Roma's,
store,
and
for
it's
real,
just
man.
Like,
ah! You look like a kid in a candy store. Oh, Tony Roma's! Oh Lord, sweet Jesus!
And I loved it. He'd scream like a little girl whose hymen just broke. I thought of that line yesterday. I am so proud of it.
That's funny. It is funny. That's funny. Yeah, that. And first of all, guy, I want to thank you guys for coming down to LA and just hanging out with me, you guys. You know, it was would have been great if I could have got you guys on stage too.
But that would have been great.
That would have been awesome. But
It's cool. It was fun. I haven't gone on a road trip in a while, so I had a good time.
And I've never gone on a road trip.
Yeah.
They usually don't let you on the road.
So road trip is a white guy thing. Yeah. See, I'm learning about pork ribs, and you're learning about road trips.
Man, really.
I think that's what's going on here. We can teach each other.
Yeah, it's a good trade.
This is very ebony and ivory here, isn't it?
Ebony, yes. And ivory. Hey. All right. It was great. The show, it was fun. And it was weird because Friday night I was in a town called Farmington, which is right outside of Stockton. And I was
agricultural community.
Calling it a community is a stretch. Okay. Yeah. It was like I was on the set of Roadhouse.
So there was what a gas station, a strip club, and a liquor store.
There was a gas station and the place I was at.
Yeah.
It was so weird.
Which had strippers and alcohol. So there you go.
People from Ripon, California, made a commute to Farmington to go to this place. It was packed. You know, it was packed.
Everyone in Ripon knows Farmington is the place to be.
Yeah, exactly. Here was something really weird. This old man was like to the stage left of me, and he looked to be probably about 70, 75. Looked like an old trucker, had overalls on, no teeth, gray beard, and he had a hat on that said Riding Dirty. And when I asked him, I said,
Grandpa?
Yeah, I said, where are you from? He said, Hackensack, Arkansas. Shocker.
Wow.
You know, Riding Dirty is a Chameleon Air song.
Did he say Hackensack, Arkansas, or did he say Hackensack, Arkansas?
Yes, just like that.
So you can see my confusion when you say a dude from Arkansas is wearing that.
Yeah, his hat said Riding Dirty.
Riding Dirty.
Which to him meant he hadn't changed his underwear.
Yeah, pretty much.
He was Riding Dirty.
He didn't change his underwear. His girl didn't change her panties. Both. That's terrible.
Dough biscuits.
For those of you that are eating, enjoy.
Is anyone eating during our show? They should know by now.
They can listen to it anytime. Yeah,
that's true. Okay, so Hackensack, Arkansas.
Let's sit down at the dinner table. Let's put that Negro and two white guys show on. Oh, I can't eat now. Look what he said. Dough biscuits.
We are the best show to listen to if you're on a diet.
And deaf.
Yes, I'm on a diet. All right, what do you want to drink? It doesn't matter. I'm going to be listening to Bitter Comics. I'm not going to be eating
it. I'm not going to be able to digest it. So, yeah,
we're
so
not very good if you're trying to get over your alcoholism, though, because
we be drinking.
He said what? Oh, my God. Glug, 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 glug.
Exactly. So last night there could have been five people in the audience, and it would have been better than the 150 they had jam-packed in this little place. 150 is probably an exaggeration, but there was a good 50 at least. And the restroom was behind the stage, and people I say stage. What I meant was part of the floor I got to stand on, and they walked across in front of me to go into the restroom.
The kind of place like that where you're on stage, you're telling your jokes, and then someone walks up to the stage and stands next to you for 5 minutes, and you finally turn to them and say, can I help you?
Yeah,
exactly. He's like, no, I'm just waiting in line for the bathroom.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So there could have been five people at Lovitz, and I would have been okay.
Yeah, then you hand him the microphone, and you go into the bathroom. So take care of this till I get back.
Yeah, exactly. It was, but you know, and then I get off stage, and the guy that books it all, oh, you killed! Yeah, I'm like, I wish I lived in the world that you lived in at this place, because I heard no laughter. I heard a bunch of talking, but I heard no laughter.
Yeah.
But Lovitz,
Lovitz, you killed.
Oh yeah,
I think you had by far the best set of anyone that night.
Wow. Well, the singing Boy Scout dude was pretty funny.
But that's a concert, not busting jokes.
Yeah,
and he still was pretty funny.
Yeah, but so make an album.
I think that's what his point was. Yeah, I think
nah,
so.
But he's at a comedy club. He's supposed to be up there telling stories that are funny, not singing.
Well, the song.
Yeah, the songs are all right.
I'm not clowning the funniness of his songs, but you know it's been done by Weird Al. You know.
Yeah, but Weird Al's weren't original
and this not as creepy.
Yeah.
People say I'm creepy. No.
This dude,
he's wearing a Boy Scout uniform, and he's carrying a ventriloquist doll that is dressed also in a Boy Scout outfit, dressed just like him.
Yeah.
And the doll looks like him. He's this skinny dude with the Boy Scout shorts on so you can see his hairy legs. Nobody wants to see your hairy legs. Shave those things before you put those shorts on.
He had a really long goatee. That was kind of funky. That was
also creepy. Yes, that's right. Well, actually, that just makes him look gay. Look, I used to have a goatee. It made me look gay.
Did it really?
It did, yes.
I wouldn't have thought it would have made you look gay.
I did. Maybe I did, maybe it's just me. I think goatees make you look gay, but
oh,
I had
thanks.
One.
Thanks JT. A lot. Thanks JT. Thanks.
You don't have a goatee?
What? I don't.
Oh, okay. Maybe you do. It just doesn't.
No, you guys have a goatee and a mustache.
Oh, I gotcha.
There's a name for when, you know, the hair goes around your mouth and down on your chin. I can't remember what it is, but that's it. I just had a goatee.
Oh, okay. So you didn't have the mustache no. with it. Okay.
Oh, and that's just a bad idea. I grew it originally to cover my chins. I'm a little bit overweight, so I figured I'll grow a goatee and you won't be able to tell that I got two chins.
And how did that work?
And it didn't work. Okay. I was like, you know, I'd rather be known as fat than gay when
you better
I have a hard enough time getting laid as it is, but when the girls look at me and think, no, this dude chugs cock, I've got no chance.
Chugs cock.
You'd rather be known as fat than fag. Is that
pretty much. And it nothing against homosexuals. You know, you guys, I don't have anything against gays. I just don't want them holding anything against me.
You guys.
But you know, I
know. Yeah, what you mean, you guys?
Huh? Come on, really? Huh? Really?
What do you mean, you guys?
Well, gay dudes are usually guys.
Gay dudes.
What? They are gay dudes are usually guys.
Gay dudes so are usually guys. Yes, you're right.
No,
you're right.
You know, hey, you know what? Anything that removes competition, I'm all for. I think more dudes should become homosexual. Absolutely.
Are you for that? Is that going to be your
I wouldn't mind banning lesbians. If you want to be bi, ladies, that's cool, but don't be a lesbian. You're just a hater, really. And this is completely selfish on my part. I understand that. But, you know.
Gotcha. All right. Well, thank you.
You were great. You were great.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you. That's nice. And tonight I'll probably eat it.
I don't think so.
Yeah, probably. No, yeah. Man. Actually, I performed at the Starline at that show last month, and it's a really great room. And one thing I have to say for the guy who runs it, Boney, I can't remember what his real name is. Boney's his stage name. He controls the room well. If people in the back start chatting it up, he doesn't just kind of let them do it like every other room in town seems to. He'll go and like, hey, you know, we're doing a show right now. So if you can keep the conversation down so people can hear the performers, I'd appreciate it. He doesn't let them just kind of go.
He certainly can't
and
beat him up. That's for sure.
Well, it's kind of short. You'd have to beat in a downward direction if you wanted to get Boney.
Yeah.
But no, he controls the room, unlike most other places in town that I've been to. So that it makes for a much better show. I know we've talked about this before.
Oh, absolutely.
Don't let people, you know, it's like the dude who's yelling at the screen during the movie. You're kind of ruining the movie for everybody else.
Yeah, John Jones.
I'm scared too.
What was the attendance like last?
There was at least 150 people there.
Wow.
Yeah. Have you ever been in the Starline?
Well, I've been in the Starline.
Okay. All of the seats were full, and there was at least 30 people standing in the back.
Wow, Compton. Yeah.
You're killing me, man.
Tower District, actually, but I understand what you mean. No, it was a great show. So yeah, and he does that. What is the this Sunday every month? Is this the third Sunday or fourth Sunday?
It's the third.
Yeah, the third Sunday of every month. Yeah, he does a show every month.
Sunday.
Yes, that's right.
Nice. And John Jones and I Thursday went to All Pro Pizza.
Did you have any pizza?
You know what? This time it wasn't as bad.
Yeah. You know, I noticed I went last month to All Pro Pizza just before I started working again at the IRS. And they gave free pizza to the performers.
Yeah.
And it wasn't bad. It was a lot better than it was the first time. So apparently their pizza is only good if you don't pay for it. So if you want to enjoy it, then skip out on the bill. Basically, my mom likes to say food always tastes better if someone else makes it for you and if you don't have to pay for it. So if you get both, then I think it really improves the enjoyment of the meal.
And John Jones did very well.
It's John Jones.
Yeah, well, that's true. If you don't appreciate laugh, it, he'll beat your ass.
Yeah, yikes. I will cooperate. Yeah, yeah, I will come down to the audience and rest my penis on your head. Yes,
he will. He will.
Wow, good thing I was in the back row.
Yeah. Man. It's not going to save you.
It's not, man. Have you seen my movie, Anaconda?
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
You ain't getting away.
I'm sorry.
It's going to get you.
Climbing up the ladder. You fall off. Just,
oh, penis.
You know.
Penis.
Ice Cube just punching his dick.
Get away. Boom. Hit it again.
Well, that sounds like it would hurt.
So. No, hit it again. It needs massaging. Hit it again. Yeah.
It's a little too hard.
Wow.
He's rapping.
So what do you got for us today, Jesse?
Well, the subject I'd like to talk about today actually it comes off of this one news story that I read. Okay, here's the story. In El Paso, Texas, a prosecutor says that singer Willie Nelson can resolve marijuana possession charges. Now, I know everyone is shocked.
Shocking.
That Willie Nelson has been charged with possession of marijuana.
No, he has not.
It didn't happen. Damn it.
Take a minute. Take a deep breath.
I don't even know if I want to continue this podcast if you're going to sit there and tell them lies about Willie Nelson. I ain't going to let you just sit over there and say he was on some drugs.
Yeah, don't take a deep breath. Take a deep hit.
Inhale.
Inhale. Hold it in. Okay.
On the road again.
So they say that he can resolve the charges if he agrees to plead guilty, pay a fine, and sing Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain for the court. Apparently, the judge is a big fan.
Yeah, obviously.
And usually in a marijuana possession case here in El Paso, you can just mail in your plea to, you're going to plead guilty, you mail in the plea, and then they send you a thing telling you what your fine is because there's no jail time there for marijuana possession if it's under a certain amount. Well, okay. The judge is a big fan of Willie, so has demanded that he appear in court. This is a good way to show how much you like him. Yeah, I think so.
That's a
really
piece of power right there.
See, Nelson was arrested for possession of marijuana on November 26th at the Border Patrol checkpoint after the agent smelled an odor coming from the vehicle and decided to search it. Look, he's done so much marijuana, his hair is hemp now. Okay? There's nothing he can do about the marijuana possession. It's just going to happen. If he shaves his head and his balls, still be pot in his toenails. So there's nothing he can do about it.
Are you suggesting he smoke his toenails?
That might be a good idea.
That would be horrendous. Could you imagine?
I think, honestly,
you'd have to smoke him like a crack rock.
The judge needs to pick one or the other. Have him pay a fine or bust a song.
Yeah.
You can't be asking for 50 things.
Yeah, both is bullshit. You're right. I think you're right.
That's asking a whole freaking lot. You got to plead guilty and sing for me and pay a fine.
Yeah.
I wish I could do that in the bedroom with somebody. You got to suck my penis and rub my balls and rest it on your forehead.
Well, I mean, you can do that.
Yeah, but you're usually going to get a no. You're going to get one of these things or the other, by the way. You
know? Well,
I don't want to be around there too long.
Here's the thing. If you're paying for
it's dangerous.
Oh, I'm sorry. What were we talking about again?
We were talking about going to church.
Oh, that's right.
That's right. Yes.
I wonder if that would be cool to get, you know, this. Okay, look. All you have to do is plead guilty and do 10 minutes.
That would be nice. I don't think that's right though. Being able to use your celebrity to be able to get out of stuff.
I mean,
if you're a carpenter and you get busted for something, is the judge going to say, well, you build a cabinet?
Ask Jesus.
And then you can go? I mean, yeah, ask Jesus.
Hell no.
They're like, we're going to crucify you, and you got to build the cross yourself. That's bullshit, man. That is not right. Okay? Oh, come on. I'm not the only one who's read that book, all right?
That is hilarious.
That was good.
We're going to crucify you.
I just thought of that. Actually, I'm very proud of myself.
And you have to build the cross.
You got to build the cross yourself. That's right. That is right. That's a double whammy. You know, it's like making you build your own grave at the firing squad. That's just not cool at all.
Man.
You're going to shoot me. This is an incentive to dig real slow.
Yeah.
Well, already you got to pay for the bullet.
Yeah. No, I don't need a shovel. I got a spoon here.
You know that's true. You got to pay for the bullet that's going to kill you.
Well, in China, actually, they do that. If you're sentenced to execution for a crime, they send a bill for the price of the bullet to your family after you've been executed.
And I wonder if it's like
the new firing squad, they shoot you in the head, and then they send a bill for the 45-cent bullet or whatever it costs to your family.
Well, if it's like the American government, that bullet is like $700.
The bullet's $700, and they probably spend about $1 million on all the appeals and everything else. That's the best reason to not do the death penalty in the United States. You know, I don't have a problem with killing people who fuck up really bad. But the problem is they get so many appeals, it ends up costing a fortune to go through all of the court cases. This is why we have so many lawyers in this country. You know, if we just got rid of the death penalty and just give them life imprisonment, we would not have to spend – it would be a lot cheaper to just, you know, feed them their gruel every day or whatever they – the food in jail is not that great, and they give them a
it's five not by that great. That's an understatement.
Yeah, well, there you go. And a five by nine room.
The food in jail
room
gives
with
you intestinal blockage the first week you eat it.
Yeah, so it would be.
I'm not saying anything from experience.
So much more expensive. Yeah, come on, you're black. Yes, you are.
Don't come in. No.
Wow,
man.
I'll apologize to black people again next week. Don't worry.
Yes.
But, you know, really, I mean, we spend so much money on all the appeals and everything of a death penalty. There are people who've been on death row 15 years.
And on the next podcast, it burns!
People have died of old age on death row. Mm-hmm. And that's insane. Just sentence them to life imprisonment and let it go. You know?
Well, no, here's what you need to do. But
you get a large black man.
That's right.
In a Batman suit.
In a Batman suit with a very large penis.
Yes.
And that's how you take care of crime in America.
He's just going to show up.
Nobody listens to what I say about this.
That was your plan. Yeah, you send him home, and you hire a big black man with a large penis. You put him in a Batman suit. You have him show up in the middle of the night and rape him.
Yeah, it's called superhero...
Super Negro. Super Negro justice.
Yeah, see, first, right. you pipe in some music. And then.
Black man.
And then the symbol comes in the light right through the window up on the ceiling.
A little black signal. There's a huge penis.
And then the closet slowly opens up.
And he comes out. Don't try to run.
Opens up. Pulls out the cape.
You know what this is. I'm trying to run.
Just take your punishment.
Take it. Just take it. Take that. Take that.
Yeah. And you feel the cape smacking him in the back. Yeah.
All right. But should a person. Okay.
let's sing to him while he's doing it, too.
It's terrible.
I'm going to make sweet love to your colon. I want to try to find your breakfast.
Wow. Ooh, he ate something spicy.
Yeah, no, you had pancakes, huh? Yeah.
Yeah.
Stop crying.
Lots of syrup.
Stop trying
nice
to get away.
Nice and slippery.
You my stuff.
You know, you're my stuff.
You knew this was going to happen, nigga. Go cry.
It burns. Oh.
That sounds so horrible.
I just got my head in, man. That's all, man. Why you crying? Wait till I'm halfway at least.
All right, so do you think that a celebrity should be able to get out of
that's why I got in
the punishment?
Business. That's why I got into
That's
it.
Why so you got in so that, you know.
So I could beat up random white people and get away with it. You know? Oh, well.
That's the best reason to.
One guy beat up, he's bleeding out of his mouth and everything, but it was Super Negro Champ, so, you know.
Well, let's play devil's advocate. Let's say that it's okay. It's in El Paso, all right? All they do is they collect a fine.
Yeah.
That's it.
He would be paying a fine of some amount. It didn't say, the story didn't say how much, but marijuana possession isn't that big a.
No. Yeah. Okay. In that case, I don't think it's that big of a deal. But in cases like Lindsay Lohan and bigger type cases. I don't see what the problem is. I mean,
if it's a small thing like this, you know, pay the fine, leave him, let it go. You know,
yeah.
I mean, if someone commits a crime if getting out of a $500 fine for a millionaire by doing a 30-second public service announcement, I don't have a problem with that.
No,
it's when somebody like, you know, Lindsay Lohan, she stole $50 billion worth of jewelry that she stuffed in her snatch or something when she was coming out of coming out of Target or whatever.
Did we, say, we really said snatch. We did. That was awesome.
That, that, we didn't say
he
cunt.
Went to the 80s for that word.
Oh, there you go.
He went back to the 80s for that word. Snatch?
Anyway.
That's an
80s. Well, she was snatching the jewelry.
Do,
so.
Do the moonwalk?
Wow.
Joe
Foreman, king of 80s slang.
Well, like you missed what he said afterwards.
At least I didn't say Winona Ryder. That that would have gone back to
the well, yeah, Winona Ryder.
Yeah, she got busted for shoplifting, and she paid the price. That's exactly. She served her time in jail, got probation. Yeah.
She couldn't sing, and she...
Well, she could have done a public service announcement. You know, it's like... My name is Winona Ryder, and I got busted for shoplifting. Please teach a child to read.
Yeah. Stay in school.
Look, I think if you're if you've committed a crime that causes somebody bodily harm, okay, harm, or you steal something, or things... Look, if you're a celebrity and you've got money and you steal stuff, you deserve the Batman treatment.
Yeah. Yes, you do.
Is it so whether or not it's a real crime or some bullshit crime like drug possession?
Especially Lindsay Lohan, because she doesn't want the Batman treatment.
Well, she might.
No.
Well, this shows me that even the judge doesn't think that marijuana possession is a real crime.
No, true.
Because if it were a real crime, she wouldn't be, oh, Willie's so cool, make him come to court and sing a song for me. She'd be like, this motherfucker needs to go to jail because he committed a crime.
I think
even
this,
the judge doesn't really think marijuana possession is a big deal here.
I think in this case, really, in this story, the real issue is the abuse of power from the judge.
Now, that's a good point, because I don't know if Willie Nelson lives in El Paso, but he's a celebrity. Let's just pretend that he lives in L.A. like most celebrities do. She's going to force him to come all the way out to El Paso when everyone else, it even says in here, would normally be able to just enter a plea by mail.
Yeah, and mail their fine.
But she's going to make him come all the way in there, and in addition to giving him the fine, make him sing a song. And why don't you pull the gun out, shoot his feet, and make him dance too? This is bullshit. I know it's Texas, but fuck that.
Yeah. No, in this case, it's an abuse of power from a judge.
Yeah.
Wanting to see somebody that they admire. And he is a Texas resident. Willie Nelson is a Texas. But the state of Texas is huge.
Yeah, that's true.
You don't, it's not a hop, skip, and a jump.
You know, I
think
anywhere. It's about the same amount of time to drive from Bakersfield to El Paso that it is to drive from El Paso to Houston on the other side of Texas.
It's huge, yes.
Yeah, Texas is enormous, and especially there, El Paso is on the tip of Texas all the way on the western side.
Yeah, so just because he can afford it doesn't mean you should make him do it.
Yeah.
You know, but in other cases, bodily harm,
yeah,
loss of property,
spread syphilis.
Car accidents, you know, where people get injured, you know, your DUI, you kill somebody, you know, that kind of thing. Using your celebrity to get, you know, Vince Neil. Okay, Vince Neil from the band Motley Crue.
Yeah, he got 6 months for manslaughter or something.
He didn't even get 6 months. He didn't do any jail time. What happened was he killed a friend of his in a car accident while he was drunk in Redondo Beach. It basically cost him $1 million to get out of the crime. Now, it taught him his lesson so well, he just got busted in Vegas last year for DUI. So...
Well, you know, see, this is what I was... Actually, we were talking about this last week, or the other time, day with Charlie Sheen.
Right.
You got that much money, you can afford to hire a lookout. Vince Neil can afford to hire a driver.
Absolutely.
So someone needs to smack him over the head.
No. John?
I'll gladly do it, just because he is a rock star.
Or get Batman in. Yeah.
And they get so cocky, and they think it's funny. And, you know, look what I can do. Look what I can get away with. You know, even Tommy Lee from the same band beat up Pamela Anderson and did some time.
Well, you know, if I ever become a big, rich, famous celebrity, you know, next month or so, you know, I'm making, you know, tens of millions of dollars, and I'm some huge celebrity, and I decide to start fucking up life by doing drugs and drinking all the time, and I am going to hire somebody whose job is to follow me around and not let me do anything too stupid.
Yeah, because if you get caught fucking up, I'm sending John Jones dressed up like Batman.
Well, John Jones might be the guy I hired. Of course, he's going to be famous too. So, but
well, you better not fuck up, because I'm going to send him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ball game.
You're like,
so I guess to answer you, no, it's not cool if you're a celebrity to get away with hurting somebody.
Yeah. No, it's not.
Yeah, I think if it's a crime that doesn't really cause any harm, or you know, if stealing, if you know, you shoplift a candy bar or some bullshit like that. All right, make them
get your ass kicked for that.
Yeah, well, yeah, if you're stealing something and you're rich,
yeah.
If you're stealing something and you're rich, I think it's more serious than if you steal
something.
You've got
the money. I mean, what yeah. are you? Oh, I'm just
you know,
doing this
the guy who's broke stealing food for his family. You know, you tell him don't do it again, and you send him to the food bank.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but someone who's stealing anything when they've got the money to pay for it is frankly a more severe crime because now you're just being an asshole.
Yeah, now you know the circumstances of what you're doing. You're just a prick.
Yeah.
You know, Charlie Sheen. Yeah, Charlie Sheen's doing illegal stuff. He's hiring prostitutes. He's this. He's doing drugs. But who is Charlie Sheen hurting? Charlie Sheen's hurting himself.
Charlie Sheen is hurting the co-stars of his TV show. Because
well,
if the show ends, then their gravy train is gone.
Well, you know that they're in negotiation to try and get him back.
Yeah, that's
he won.
He's winning. Yeah. He's winning.
He's absolutely right. And here's the thing: nobody else wants the role. That's the other problem. They've interviewed five or six other people, and everybody's like, no. So
I don't want. Yeah, I wouldn't want that either.
Yeah.
Well, I would take it, but I mean, I would want it. But if I were already a famous celebrity and I was doing TV and movies, then someone came to me and said, hey, Charlie Sheen did all this stuff. There's all this press, and Charlie Sheen's still really popular, but we're going to get rid of him anyway because he pissed us off. How about if you take the role instead? I think I would pass on that.
It wouldn't be believable.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
everyone would look at me.
Same name and same person?
Everyone
in that role?
Yeah. Everyone would look at me like, hey, you know what? They kicked out Charlie Sheen when they shouldn't have, and then you took his job, and they would all hate me for it.
Yeah, and then you'd still have that millions of dollars in the bank.
Yeah,
yeah.
Count my spokes.
Yeah. Now, if I'm nobody, and they came to me and said, "Hey, we're going to give you your shot. You're going to take Charlie Sheen's spot on
Two and a Half Men."
I would say, "Cool." And when are we doing the child molestation episode?
Men.
Yeah, you know, I don't think anyone would buy me as a guy who's bringing hot chicks home all the time. So I probably won't get that role.
I would love to see
you on
that
the
role.
Other hand, though.
No.
Yeah, come on with the vest and the purple shirt. You're a sexy bitch. Seriously.
I you know what? I am a sexy bitch. Actually. I mean, you know. All right. I'm gonna have to deal. I guess I'm gonna have to deal with it. So, welcome to the Sexy Bitch Podcast.
All right, now.
Got that porn music with it, man.
So, go into some news stories here.
Yes.
Before we do that, actually, John Jones.
Compton.
I have a gift for you.
Uh-oh.
I have a gift for you. Now,
what in the hell?
You're always talking about.
What is this?
You're always talking about every time someone's messing up really bad. How they must have syphilis.
Oh, no.
Now, a couple months ago in a previous episode, we were talking about a website called GiantMicrobes.com that makes stuffed toys in the shape of various bacteria and viruses. Go ahead, open it up. Come on now, open that up. So I went to GiantMicrobes.com, and I got you syphilis. It's like this pink spiral worm looking thing.
That is
syphilis. So I have given John Jones syphilis. That's
it's
right.
Burning. Oh, it's burning.
There you go. The pox syphilis. Technically known as syphilis. So John Jones, that's for you.
Oh.
Thought you'd like that. And your I know your wife will like that.
Oh,
she's gonna love it.
Well, let me see this.
Syphilis.
Man, why that you is... gotta give me syphilis now? What's this?
Everybody's gonna get some of this.
Everybody's getting some syphilis.
If I gotta burn, you gotta burn.
Yeah, but you know, they did not hire us to advertise or anything like that. Just when I saw that website, I
but
just thought
it was
cool.
But if you do want to advertise with us.
Yes, if you'd like to advertise with us, let us know. And by the way, if any of you listening to the show decide to buy something from GiantMicrobes.com, because they got hundreds of different viruses and bacteria they make stuffed toys of. And I got to admit, bacteria is kind of cute when you, you know, increase it by a million times and make it fluffy.
Now here's what's cool about this. I don't know if you saw this. It's got a card attached to it. Okay. Yes. And it gives the history of syphilis.
Yes, it does. It goes through the history of where the virus came from. Does it discuss in there how you can get it? Also,
Well, let's
you fucking dirty bitch.
The snapdragons on Blackstone Avenue. they probably have this.
Here's some of the history. The pox or the great pox is distinguished from the lesser poxes, such as chicken pox and smallpox. Burst into the historical scene.
It broke. Is that through. What they used? To, yeah, it broke through. It That's broke what they through. Called an ejaculation. It was the burst.
They burst onto the scene.
I can
scene.
See that.
Right. They broke. You know, they paid their dues, and
you know they did their time.
Yeah, and, they're finally headlining.
Headlining the the sexually transmitted disease world.
Exactly. In 1494. The epidemic that occurred in the French army.
This is an old school STD.
Yes. They were then fighting the Naples. The Italians promptly called it the French disease, which would have been funny because you could have got rid of it easy. It just would have surrendered. as there were Spanish soldiers.
Yeah, I had syphilis, but it surrendered.
serving in the French army, recently returned from the New World. Or some hypothesized the disease originated. Some dubbed it...
Blaming the Native Americans. Really?
Yeah. Some dubbed it the Spanish disease as it spread across Europe. Of course they did.
Nobody wants to take credit for this one.
Yeah.
It's the French disease and it's the Spanish disease. It's like French fries. When I was in France, they were called American fries. It's like, and then in England, they call them chips. It's like nobody wants to take credit for it.
In Europe, it became the Portuguese disease. Then the Polish disease, then the Russian disease, and so on. The name syphilis came later from the name of a shepherd cursed by Apollo in a 1530 poem by an Italian physician. Okay. let's see. Here's what it says. After an incubation period of several weeks or several months, chancres appear on the victim's body. Yeah, this is nice. These sores persist for a month or so and are generally followed by skin rash and weeks of or months of flu-like symptoms, during which the period the disease is most contagious. Weeks to
you know, while you're reading this, we got John Jones over here looking at the catalog. Your wife works in the medical field. I bet she would love... to have some of these. You know, I was really they have an STD collection you can order. It has five different STDs in it. I was tempted to just order that. But anyway, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Basically, it just says a weeks to decades long latency period follows. And then the infamous syphilic degeneration, spinal deformities causing a shuffled walk, cardiovascular damage, causing Demusset sign, the head throbbing first observed in...
it affects the brain.
Yeah, head throbbing, and I don't think they mean dickhead.
Yeah.
And the brain damage culminating in insanity and death.
Pussy makes you crazy. That's what they're trying to tell us.
That is the moral of the story.
Pussy makes it
so,
makes you crazy.
So, John, you can have your syphilis back. Thank you, though.
There you go.
Let me see that catalog. So, the
oh, my God. I can't even believe you
the
got
VD.
This.
Yeah, if anyone out there listening to the show decides to buy a toy from GiantMicrobes.com, when you order it, there's a field to put in where you heard about this product. Just put in the Bitter Comics podcast there if they you know get word of us, they might decide to have us.
They have anthrax here. You can order anthrax.
Yes, that's right. And that would be great. You know, you go on the internet, order anthrax, and then the FBI shows up at your doorstep.
Yeah,
yeah. We understand you ordered anthrax.
And clap gonorrhea. You can actually order the clap.
Yes, you can order the clap.
E. coli, you can order that. Actually, you can order that at Jack in the Box.
Yes, you can get that at Jack in the Box, too.
A lot of people don't know that.
The ultimate cheeseburger.
Oh, here's something I didn't realize you can order through the mail. Diarrhea.
Yes.
That's what we should have
bought. Well, pretty much anything you order to eat that comes through the mail, by the time it gets to you, it's probably... probably going to give you diarrhea.
Hepatitis C, you can order that. It looks kind of cute, actually. Hepatitis C looks kind
of
cute.
Yeah, that's weird, though, isn't it? I mean, look at all the pictures of the different viruses and germs and stuff. They are cute.
Yeah, they're nice. You can when you
increase them by about a million times and then you make them all fluffy. I mean, if you do that to me, even I might be cute.
Mad cow. You can order mad cow disease on here.
You can order some of these girls hanging out at the clubs in Fresno. You can.
Typhoid fever. This is nice. You can order an ulcer. And here's how you do that. You get married.
Yeah.
Just in case.
Yeah. You order the ulcer. You send away. It comes back with a marriage license.
Yeah. Water bear. What is that?
I don't know. Water bear?
Water bear. Water, W-A-T-E-R, B-E-A-R.
Water bear. I don't know. Does that have something to do with
those
bear websites?
And you can order...
It's a new STD that only big, fat, hairy guys give their little friend.
You can order a sperm cell here, too. It's white, and it's really big, it looks like.
I got you some sperm.
Here you go.
Let's see, rabies, you can order that. Sea sparkle. That's
interesting.
I don't know. Then they have giant microbes. Did you see this?
Yeah, well, it's the same toy, just larger.
Just huge. Man, it's like 15 to 20 centimeters.
I didn't think that John would want a lot of syphilis, though.
No, just one is enough.
And actually, you can also order it in a Petri dish where you get miniature versions of it that come in this little container. So you get three of them in there. They're in this little Petri dish.
I wonder if this is probably like to teach. This is supposed to be for like teachers and stuff like that, right?
Well, according to the website, people who order it are usually medical professionals. You know, it's some doctor who...
Talk show host.
You know, you walk in their office and you see half a dozen... germs on their desk, you know, stuff
that's
like that.
Hilarious.
Going to the Planned Parenthood office and hanging from the ceiling, or a bunch of stuffed toys. Look at this is what you could get.
Yeah, look at this. Look at this. A sperm cell. Then you throw it on their face.
Yeah.
Ah.
Order a whole bunch of sperm and then throw it at someone's face. Film it. Put that on YouTube.
That is hilarious.
This is the money shot. That's right.
At bukkake.com. Yeah, that's awesome. That's a great idea.
Stuffedbukkake.com.
How much was syphilis, by the way?
That was like $7 or something.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what?
It's cheaper than that on Blackstone.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, we should get in touch with them. And I really would like to see if we could get a bunch of sperm cells.
Yes, get a whole bunch of sperm.
Get a whole bunch of sperm and, cells.
And throw them at somebody's face and we videotape it and post it as a Bukkake video.
You gotta have that sound.
That's awesome.
giantmicrobes.com.
That's right.
Yes.
This is what I'm going to be giving every one of my friends and family for birthdays and Christmas from now on.
Look, Mom, here's the clap.
Yeah. I gave my mother gonorrhea. That's right. What?
I don't see HIV.
It is on there.
Yeah, that sounds
they
like
do,
a song.
They do have HIV.
I don't
see HIV.
Yeah. Let's see. I don't see. Hold on. Is it? Oh, it is. Oh, HPV. Oh, here we go. HIV. God, that's an ugly bitch.
Yeah. So it's the girl that gave it to you.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Folks, hey, Kyle. Oh.
There you go.
Thank all you, right, giantmicrobes.com.
There you go.
Well, we're going to be getting in touch. That's hilarious.
Okay. Let's see. Moving on. All right, in Canada. Yeah, all right. So Japan's got their problem with the nuclear power plant, right?
Sure. I guess you could call it a problem. Yeah, that's...
Well, once again, their country is glowing in the dark.
Well, Canada has a leak at a nuclear power plant as well.
It's funny how nobody even cares.
Well, see, here's the deal. Canada's nuclear regulator says that a leak at a power plant in Ontario caused more than 19,200 gallons of demineralized water to be released into Lake Ontario.
Fuck Canada! Canada!
A nuclear power plant, they pump all the water in. They always build them next to a river or the ocean or a large lake.
It seems to be working out for them well, too.
Yeah, pretty much. You have to do that because you have to have a lot of water to be able to keep this stuff cool. As long as your diesel generators don't break down, or, you know, as long as you don't put your diesel generators in a spot where if the tsunami goes over the dike, they get destroyed. Oh, Yeah, Japan put their diesel generators in the basement.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Here's so that's a bad place to put them.
Here's how you can solve that. What you do is you hire me. And after every morning when I take my blood pressure medication.
You dress up as Batman and go see the engineers?
No. you hire me and every morning. every morning after I take my blood pressure medication, which, by the way, makes me piss a gallon like a day. You just hire me to stand in front of this thing, and all I got to do is drink some water or any type of fluid. All I have to do is look at fluid, and don't worry about it. I'll keep that thing cool.
I'll
just be pissing
just
on it.
Just pee on the fuel rods all day.
They're going to hire R. Kelly for that job. It's too late. Yeah. Stops him from doing it on his children.
All right, well, here's the any nuclear power plant. They're kept next to a water source, and they pump the water, and then they have to purify it greatly in order to pump it through their cooling system, because you can't have a lot of impurities in the water.
Or send it to L.A.
Yeah, well, so at this power plant up by Lake Ontario, the purified water is what spilled.
Oh.
So they had a leak that actually improved the quality of nearby drinking water.
Leave it to the fucking Canadians.
Only Canada could have a leak at a nuclear power plant that actually improves the quality of their drinking water.
That's amazing.
Because they accidentally dumped a bunch of purified water. Only Canada.
Yeah, and they probably called it an emergency.
Yeah,
too.
Probably.
Son of a bitch.
Hey.
And they're French, so what do they know?
Yeah. Hey.
Then they surrendered to it.
All right. An Owensboro man who told federal agents he was making bombs to protect his family after watching a science fiction movie about the end of the world has been sentenced to 5.5 months in jail, time which he's already served. James Byron Burkhead, age 52, was sentenced Monday.
Yeah. Burkhead?
Burkhead, yes. Burkhead. His name is Burkhead.
Sounded really close to dickhead.
Burkhead. It is right. Close. You just changed the B to a D.
Yeah. Then be Dirkhead. But either way.
Yeah.
Still a head involved.
Yeah.
Yeah, the 5.5 months time served, 2 years supervised release for processing and manufacturing explosive materials without a license. Apparently, he watched the movie 2012, and he thought, okay, the world is coming to an end, so I have to protect my family, so I'm going to make a bunch of bombs.
Actually, here's what I thought when I watched 2012. I thought, God, I wish Joan Cusack was in this movie because I'd like to fuck her.
How could you want to hit that ugly creature? She looks just like her brother.
No, she doesn't.
Yeah, she does.
A little bit, but yeah, no, I would.
No, her. I would. All she's got is a nice booty.
I would drill her like I was looking for a
woman. Terry, no, man, you got to stop going for the ugliest creatures on earth.
All right, I'm sorry. Anyway, 2012.
You'd be better off fucking Puff the Magic Dragon.
Who says I haven't?
Oh, well.
Don't judge. Ridicule, but don't judge.
Don't judge me. You don't know.
You don't know what I've been through, man.
You don't know, man.
Burkett showed police various pieces of PVC piping, including end caps and black powder and other explosive materials, as well as a military manual on improvised explosives and detonators. What, he'd go to Al-Qaeda.com and order it or something? I mean, where do you get a manual on how to build improvised explosive devices?
It is lament your heart. Do not like what you just said, Joe.
This is interesting. Speaking of Al-Qaeda.
Yeah.
My dad works at a Social Security office outside of Oklahoma City.
Okay.
Okay. He said 3 kids came in, and I guess they had to get their Social Security cards or whatever. They just graduated high school or whatever. There's a picture of the president and the vice president on the wall behind the main desk.
Right.
Along with the director of Social Security.
Yeah, every government office has that.
Right. The kids come in, and one kid says to the other, he points to the president's picture, and says, do you know who that is? Now, this guy just graduated high school.
Yeah.
He says, yeah, I think that's the president. Really, do you know his name? The guy says, yeah, Osama bin Laden? And he had no idea who the vice president is. He had no idea.
The vice president was Saddam Hussein, wasn't it? Man. If you're asking this guy, that's what he probably thinks.
So anyway, to relate that to the story, these are probably the same fuckers that are, you know, watching Maybe these so. Movies thinking the shit's true.
Yeah. Movies aren't real. It will say documentary at the beginning of it. Trust me.
Yeah, and nothing once Cusack is in is going to be real. Don't worry about it. Unless it's his sister.
All right. What, yeah. Is he in his sister?
And then it's going to be a porno movie made with me. If you're listening, Joan, call me.
What are you going to call him, though?
Daddy.
Daddy. Yeah, send us just send an email to bittercomics@hotmail.com. And in the subject line, be sure to put Terry Michaels should be the next Affleck Duck.
And Kirstie Alley, I'll dance with you.
Now, Kirstie Alley, at least she's got some booty, man.
Oh, I would dance.
I would hit that.
I would dance with Kirstie Alley.
She can get some of this chocolate loving.
Dance.
Chocolate
booty, booty dance. I would dance with her.
Shoot. I'd rest my head on the booty. Keep on dancing.
Okay.
All right. A woman in Waco, Texas, who named her burger joint Fat Ho Burgers.
Yes.
Has found herself in a big fat conflict with a neighboring cafe. Lakita Evans, age 23, opened the restaurant earlier this week, and customers are reportedly flocking in to order pimped out dishes like the sloppy hoe biscuit.
Yeah.
And the super duper fly hoe with cheese. What? Sorry.
Joel, don't ever do that
spelled
again.
Spelled CHZ.
Don't cheese, ever do that again.
CHZ.
That was horrendous.
According to.
You have this concerned look on your face when you said it, too.
Yeah, can I get a what? Yeah, please, really? Okay.
Okay, according to the article, she said the name is, it's slang for an overweight prostitute. Is that what ho means, an overweight prostitute?
No, ho just means prostitute.
All right, well this.
Well, there you go.
See, I am not the
fat
only white guy.
Overweight.
Well, I'm not the only white guy who doesn't understand what ho means.
You need to go school this bitch.
It's, but apparently it was meant to be a joke. Well, no shit. Evans says she got the name from a scene in Fat Girls, a 2006 comedy starring Monique. It's not calling people a hoe. It's just like they say, oh, that hoe is big or that hoe is tight, she said. Actually, she's wrong. I think she's calling herself a hoe because it's called Fat Ho Burgers and it's her restaurant. So they're her burgers. So she's calling herself a fat hoe.
What a hoe.
She's going to kick my ass, isn't she?
What a fat hoe.
Our cousins come over here and see you.
She's going to go to Waco, Texas. She's going to drag me out to that compound. And she's going to beat my ass. And she's going to set me on fire just like the ATF did.
Set you on fire. Hey, fuck those guys.
And then she goes, but Evans believes that the world has bigger concerns than the name of a burger joint in Texas. But at least one neighboring business, the Gospel Cafe and Bookshop, doesn't like the name.
Oh.
Of course. Pastor Marsha Marty, who volunteers at the Quiet Neighborhood Establishment, told Fox News that she wishes Evans had chosen a, quote, more sensitive name. That would have been nice to think a little more sensibly. But Evans says somebody's got to keep a sense of humor around here. What the hell was that?
Was that? What was that, John Jones?
That was my new.
That's the new ringtone.
Your new ringtone. What is
the new message tone?
And what, you got rid of mail, motherfucker.
For a little bit.
Okay, what's your new one?
Play the new one. All right,
we got to hear the new one.
SMS real loud. It whistles and says like, SMS. It's funny.
What does SMS mean?
Sim, basically, it's a message.
Sim SMS.
Yeah,
SMS. That's hilarious.
Okay.
Shit. Oh, you know what? Here's what I think they should have called it.
You don't like Fat Ho Burgers?
No, I mean, it was something more sensitive. We Hate Jesus Burgers.
There you go.
I mean, that's okay. That's probably.
Well, personally, I think the other restaurant, it was, where is this list here? Shit. Should have stayed on the page. God damn it. The other restaurant, which was called the Gospel Cafe and Bookshop, I think that's a very offensive name. Because, you know.
It should have called it Deuces.
Because I'm a heretic. What can I say?
Deuces.
Deuces.
Deuces, burgers, and fries. That's right. Deuces. Deuces.
Fat Ho Burgers. Got to try that.
You know what?
We're gonna go to Clinton, Iowa. Oh, we're gonna have some Flavor Flav's chicken.
Yeah,
and then we're going to
Boy
Fat Ho Burgers, And we're gonna have some Fat Hoe burgers. If anyone knows how to make a burger, it's gonna be a Fat Hoe.
That should be like if you could write their commercial, like if they had a TV commercial.
Shoot, they're gonna hire that
now. If anybody knows how to make a fat burger, Fat Hoe does.
You'd be back there frying it up, boy.
Here's your burger and your syphilis.
Syphilis burgers.
That's right.
Syphilis burgers.
You go crazy after you eat them.
made with love. It's syphilis. Oh, that's hilarious.
All right, so we got some political nonsense out of Florida. Florida really likes to do that, apparently. Here we go. Every once in a while, the people win one, right? Such was the case last week when one of this year's goofiest pieces of legislation went down in flames. The idea to turn state parkland into golf courses, bars, and hotels. It was Florida State Senate Bill 1846, veteran politician John Thrasher, former head of the Republican Party of Florida, wanted to develop golf resorts inside at least 5 state parks. Never mind that Florida already has such a glut of golf courses that many have gone bankrupt. And never mind that others that are still around are struggling and would have then had to compete with these new ones. The state senator from St. Augustine wanted more golf courses. And he wanted his friend Jack Nicholas, to be the only one to design them. The legislation specifically excluded other designers and PGA pros with a clause that said every course, quote, must be designed by Jack Nicholas.
This is why our country is so fucked up.
Yes.
Because we waste time with government, whether it's Florida government, California government, Waco government, any government at all, waste time with stupid shit like this.
Yeah, see, and the Tea Partiers that are all, we want small government, they're even worse. Because my older brother and his wife, they're big in the Tea Party movement.
They're tea
and
baggers.
I said to them, I hope you actually believe the bullshit that you're spouting at me right now. I hope you really do believe in small government. But this is what's going to happen when you help the Republicans win the majorities in Congress. They're going to start giving everything away to corporations. They're going to start cutting benefits for poor people. Mm-hmm. They're going to lower taxes for corporations. They're going to start giving away government property to corporations. And then they're going to start in the culture war crap like abortion. The politicians, you know, the Tea Partiers, they may very well be good people who want smaller government and all that, but the politicians they're putting up there are still Republicans, and they don't give a fuck.
Compton. Ball game.
Good news, though, is that
give me that soapbox back.
The bill died.
Good. Just like about 80% of the Florida population every 6 months.
Pretty much.
Because the average age in Florida was, what, 200?
Yeah, something like that. But the bill did not stop there. Thrasher didn't stop there. He also wanted to give the golf courses the right to have hotels and bars, even if local laws otherwise would have prohibited liquor sales. And he wanted taxpayers to underwrite the whole thing by issuing bonds, basically borrowing money and then at higher interest and then loaning the developers the money at low interest. Yes, that's right. During a session where lawmakers are talking about cutting funds to veterans, schools, the disabled, and the sick, they were also asking taxpayers to help Jack Nicholas pay for fancy new golf courses.
Yeah, because, I mean, that's important.
That's what, yeah.
You know it's what? So taxpayers hated the idea. Environmentalist groups hated the idea. Everyone hated the idea, but it was still going to go through until Arnold Palmer said, well, how come only Jack gets to design the courses?
There you go. Damn.
Oh, Lord.
So by the end of that day, his company, that is a golf course design company, released a press statement. Quote, there are alternative options other than using our state parks for a new golf course development. And even if the state did proceed, Palmer's company didn't think much that the state giving Nicholas a monopoly, saying, we also would hope that all the well-respected golf course architects who call Florida home are given an opportunity to bid on the design. By the end of the day, the bill was dead. Score one for the good guys, I guess, and let's have some iced tea and lemonade.
Well, there you go.
That's called an Arnold Palmer, by
let's
the way.
Let's go, Arnold Palmer. Compton.
So that's Englewood. Florida politics.
Englewood.
It seems like every week I have another Riverside. Story about some bullshit that somebody in the Florida state legislature is trying to pull.
Fuck Florida.
Maybe that's a new segment. Fuck Florida. That's a new segment we should do. Fuck Florida. I'll find one story every week.
Look, the whole state is old. People go there to die.
Yes.
Yeah. So then the politicians can get away with whatever they want because their constituents are too old to really care what's going on?
You know what? I really believe that, yeah, of course, politicians take care. Politicians take advantage of the weak.
Yeah.
There you go. There you go.
All right. Well, we're getting up on an hour here, so I guess we're going to have to.
Yes, we have a gig to get to, JT Foreman.
Yes, we do. There's a show tonight at the Starline.
At the Starline. Starline the Theater. Hey, okay. I'm sorry.
People District. Will be telling jokes Looking and Negroes will be laughing.
That's right. Over the course of next week, you got anything else going on?
I am going to be at Yosemite Falls on Tuesday.
Yosemite Falls Cafe on Blackstone and Herndon in Fresno?
Yes. And I will be... making an announcement very soon about good news. You guys know about it, but I'll be announcing it fairly soon. So keep in touch. Chicka chicka.
John Jones, you got anything going on this week?
I think I'll be doing Yosemite Falls as well.
Cool.
And I too will have good news soon.
Awesome. Well, I don't have anything going on except for work.
You gonna be turning white?
Got that Villalago nigga came in the mail.
Wow, in one day you got syphilis and Villalago.
What's Villalago?
Villalago is what Michael Jackson claims that he had.
Oh,
it's
the skin disease that he said he had?
It was turning him white.
Yes, it raises my credit score.
And it shrinks your penis.
Oh, I have a smaller penis for a better credit score. I want a Lamborghini.
Yeah, I'll make you a deal. I tell you what, let's trade stereotypes. All right. You can be known as having good credit. You can you don't have to eat fried chicken anymore. You don't have to be known as the people who steal. We will take all of that. But we also get the large penises.
No, I'm straight.
Damn.
See, that's what it is about you guys. You never want to work with anything.
I do want to work with something. That's the problem. I don't have anything to work with, really.
Hey, what do you mean? You got.
Damn. See, stereotypes aren't all bad.
Right.
There's some good ones out there. All right, one last quick story before
Riverside.
We go. Keith Gruber, age 49 of Swan Lake, arrived for his driving while intoxicated pretrial hearing 90 minutes late with an open beer can while acting visibly drunk, officials said.
So did they get away with a fine? Or
at the security check, authorities uncovered four additional beer cans of Busch beer in a black bag Gruber was attempting to carry into the courtroom.
Head for Busch beer, head for the mountain.
The bag was then presented to the judge, who asked Gruber if he'd enjoyed his liquid lunch. He said yes, and he's sorry.
Yes, I'm sorry.
The judge put the suspect in jail with no bail. Gruber said he was sorry for the incident. And I tried to throw the beer away, but the officer stopped me.
Wow.
All right. If you're going in for your driving while intoxicated hearing, don't be drunk when you go. It's really hard to convince. It's like trying to convince the judge that you're going to stop stealing as you're picking his pocket.
I'm going to quit tomorrow, I promise. As soon as I get your wallet.
You got the hoe on her knees in front of you with your dick in her mouth, and at the same time you're trying to tell your wife, no, baby, I ain't going to cheat on you no more.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone's going to believe you.
Going high,
yeah. See, you're not drunk. You're high.
I'm high.
I'm changing up, you know.
Come on.
I'm trying.
I'm turning over a new leaf. It's a marijuana leaf, but I'm turning over a new leaf.
Yes, that's right. Well, hey, guys, thanks. John Jones, thanks for coming again.
Yeah.
Terry Michaels, thanks for coming.
Ball game.
Enjoyed talking to you guys. I am JT Foreman. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And I'll talk to you guys next week.
Goodbye.
Unity.